Chris Hansen, best known for How to Catch a Predator.
God, that show was so good.
It was. I mean, that was a good one.
The trailer for that movie now has got me very intrigued.
That's the one starring Robert Pattinson and Chris Hansen throwing shade at Robert Pattinson saying, that's not who I wanted to play me.
Oh! Who did he want?
He wanted Dennis Leary. He always pictured Dennis Leary playing him.
I think Leary's older than him.
I think you would want to pick the Hollywood heartthrob.
Yeah. You'd think. Yeah.
Pattinson's a very good actor, though.
Very. We learned that in Twilight.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said, I had discussions years ago, I had crafted a script that Dennis Leary would play me depending on the age of it all. And so now he was like, I did not get to choose my guy.
And that was the guy in the vampire movies, right? I mean, yeah. I wonder if he's going to stay looking like a vampire.
Nope.
He's done a lot since.
He's not.
He's glittering. He has glitter. Is that a word, glittering?
Glittering. Shimmering.
Shimmering.
I mean, he did.
I can't control my horny look.
He was in The Odyssey. He's been Batman now.
Yep.
Uh-huh. He was in Harry Potter.
He's done so much.
He's done a lot.
Mm-hmm. He was, have you seen The Odyssey yet, Matt?
No.
He plays a villain in The Odyssey. You think Robert Pattinson can't do that? Oh, you hate, he makes you hate his guts.
Really?
He's really good. Any scene he's in, he's stealing it because you're like, somebody please kill this guy.
Mm. I can't control my horny level.
And he's also a dad now with Sookie Waterhouse. They had a kid in 2024.
Oh my goodness.
They've been married since 2018, 2019, and they have a daughter. And then finally, I think this is a show that we are all going to be very interested in watching, mostly because we've kind of documented this alluded to it with Jelly Roll, that when you lose a significant amount of weight, I don't know what the stats are about, you know, like
they're called divorce.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But Netflix has a brand new show coming that's called Weight, like Your Weight to Date. Mm. And it's going to be following people who have lost a significant amount of weight and who are now single, whether it's they were married before or they're single and then they lost the weight. But I think it's going to be interesting.
That'd be fun. I'll be curious for men and women if their self-esteem is still low.
Not
if you're overweight, it's low. But let's just say your self-image might have been lowered because of being obese or whatever as a man or a woman. That like maybe even when you still think you're fat, even though you're not.
I
still think I'm fit from when I was in high school and college. And I'm not.
Mm. You have the reverse body dysmorphia.
Yeah, I was at the doctor the other day, and I saw myself in a full-length mirror under those lights, and I was like, good Lord. I said, can you just put me down? Is that an option? Is that a thing?
No, I think it's 100% true that you, unless you do the, I know it sounds like the hippy-dippy, whatever, but unless you do the work to change your inner dialogue,
right.
You do feel that you are still that same person. Yeah. You still feel the insecurity. You feel like you have the body dysmorphia where your body is thinner and you're fitting in different sizes, but you still have the, you know, bigger person mentality because you got to work on it.
Jared, do you still take the Chinese Ozempic?
I have not. I just haven't.
Why?
I don't know.
Too hard to do a shot?
Well, it's twice a week. It's a lot.
Because we know you did the one dose that was like 20 doses at once.
And it kind of scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I did it for like 2 weeks after that and I lost like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I get in my head about, I think I mentioned this, it's like, but I have this dinner coming up and I actually want to enjoy it. It's so stupid.
You get to the point where you're trying to time this shot.
Yeah. Like, well, and then I got a birthday party for my kids. But I'm like, just take it, just eat half.
Did that just make you not want to eat at all? I mean,
I was eating a lot less.
But you, when you were on the...
Not even the full, just the normal dose.
Just normal dose.
A lot less.
Well, just eat half and then enjoy it again the next day.
Yeah, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Save your money.
Yeah,
then you
does.
Have leftovers, and you don't have to buy your meal twice.
That's true. So I think my plan is to start back Monday. Like the weight loss thing.
Uh-huh.
It's even that, like going to the gym, it's literally an injection. It's not that hard.
No. but again, ain't that the way?
But I want to enjoy the food. I feel like I can't.
You still can, just
that's a problem.
Smaller.
You don't want to do it on Mondays because then we had the promotions meeting on Tuesday. And what if it's good food?
Yeah, it was the fajitas.
Then you need to wait until Tuesday. But then wait a minute, you got dinner Wednesday.
I get it. I always find a reason.
But if
the weekend's here, I wanted to do it. You know.
Do it like on a Thursday, and then over the weekend you don't indulge.
That's
as much.
What people have been saying. If you do take it, especially as a once a week shot, to do Wednesday or Thursday, so then it kind of helps you not overindulge over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but my problem is Monday through Sunday.
Got it.
Overindulging part
of it. How many days end in Y?
Like I was at Game On in Kernersville last night.
Did you eat a glizzy?
I had a glizzy.
Ah!
Yeah, you can't stop on that.
Ooh.
I was hosting trivia, as I do now. I work for Jason no matter where I go.
Seriously?
He actually showed up. I was like, my boss is here. Is the speaker going to work? Oh, God. Like, everything is fine. He walked in. I'm like, how do I ask questions? Like, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing.
At this point, you're doing it to yourself.
I'm like, I've known him for 20 years. Yeah. So I always think we're friends, too. And then it was towards the end of the night. It went well, but it was towards the end of the night. And I was like, I have not eaten. And I was hungry. And I was like, Chicago dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm, delicious.
Love it.
Is it just me or does it ever surprise you? Like, literally take you by surprise if you have forgotten to eat?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah. How did that happen?
How dare I?
In what universe?
It usually happens when I'm really focused and concentrating on something. Yeah. Like, for instance, I keep mentioning the floor because a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
When I do the floor, I'm getting in, I'm arguing with the floor tiles and stuff like that.
He's replacing planks in his floor.
And then I forget to eat. And then after I'm done, I'm just like, all of a sudden, like hours later, unbelievable starving.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I did have a glimpse.
Do you ever feel like when you are mentally drained, you're more hungry?
Yes.
Like when you really start thinking about deep diving on stuff with ChatGPT, and then all of a sudden I'm like,
I was just going to say parenthood. You're
listing a very specific scenario right now.
Right. All the other things we do in life.
Yeah.
I do.
No, yeah, it's starving.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, Wait to Date coming to the next Netflix.
Cannot wait.
And not to go a little bit further, but Jason, I think if you were single ever again, knowing based on things you said, you would probably want to date a woman who lost a bunch of weight, looks great, but doesn't have the self-esteem yet, right?
As long as she really looks great, because what happens is they have no self-esteem, so they still don't realize the potential that they have. So you swoop in right at the right time.
Right.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, somebody normal. You know.
This is what is
and then
wrong
anytime
with the world.
She starts to feel good about herself, you show her old pictures, like, well, you could be back in this anytime. You start hiding her Ozempic shots.
Yeah, hashtag throwback Thursday.
Wouldn't that be?
If there are any.
Remember, you were fat.
Young women or men listening, turn it the hell off.
You hide their Ozempic so you can control them.
That wasn't a shot at you.
I didn't think it was about me. I'm just worrying about all humanity.
Okay. Wait, why would it be a shot at
me? I don't know. All of humanity. It's worrying about our future.
And remember, in a perfect world for Jason, you also live in a very small, like, one-horse town.
Yes. Yes. Where there's no other men.
Because he wants to introduce you to the big city with stoplights.
Yeah.
But that is true. Even if the city's not huge like a New York City, if you're, like, from Eden, and, you have nothing there, basically. Well, you remember the guy that calls in the mayor or something, they get mad at me.
Just the mayor.
But whatever that guy is.
If you've lived there your whole life,
and
then you come even to a medium-sized city, it's like, wow. I'm like, I'll show you the way around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jason's like, this is a restaurant.
This is called a sidewalk.
Yeah.
There's actually businesses open here.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, these don't have boards on the windows. He's like, his first day, he just takes him to data centers. He's like, watch. The closer I get, the more I can chat GPT.
Girl, do you ever typed on a computer before?
A computer what?